And just a little after 9 o'clock, you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. My name is Mike Hagan, and yeah, it is 9 o'clock Friday morning, which means it is time for Open Mic Radio. We ended the show last week with Dave Durnley, and we're going to start the show this week with Dave Durnley. This is one that was recorded here last year sometime. It's called Old Colburn and Train. Back in a few minutes. Play us another one then, Dave.
Well, you want to hear Old Colburn and Train?
I want to hear Old Colburn and Train, sure.
I'm not traveling to Mars. Here on Earth is home, not out among the stars. Her memory like tattoos when I think. I let her put her mark on me, permanent like ink. Had my time upon the stage. The curtain rose, I took my cue and I read from the wrong page. I've always had a tendency to drift. Time now slows me down, my mind and fingers stiff. But my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. And an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal burning train. When I wake, the morning's cool, and I wasted writing poetry like all the other fools. So I shiver in the dew, waiting for the sun to warm me like she used to do. But my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal burning train. The track is grown up now in weeds. Men who drove the spikes are dead and time forgot their deeds. Roundhouse at the end of the line. Well, it's gone, the train can't turn around and go back into its time. For my old truck's in the driveway with a half a tank of gas. I got money in my pocket and I'm running from the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through his veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train.
There you go. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Open Mic Radio, and it's Friday, the 27th of December, 2019, last Friday of the year, as it were. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances sometimes, not today, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan, and it's good to be here with you. Glad you're listening on the program this morning. Hello out there and welcome to the show. Pretty nice morning, a little bit gloomy, but I think it's supposed to clear up this afternoon and supposed to be a pretty nice day. In fact, the entire weekend looks like it might be okay. So enjoy it. Get out there and do something fun. And yeah, for the middle of December or the end of December, at least, I think we're doing we're doing okay. All right, I've got a great show in store this morning. I'm really excited to have a couple of my good friends in the studio with me this morning. We've got John and Nick from the John Galbraith Trio. We're expecting Andy Ream from the Hoot and Hollers. We might get Johnny on the phone. We might have Kelly with us at some point in the show. We'll have to see. But yeah, we're going to have some fun like we do every week here. And we'll do a rundown of some of the things that are happening this weekend and talk about New Year's. And we're going to do it, but we're going to play some more music first, okay? Here's one from the John Galbraith Trio from their most recent, I think it's your most recent record, John, the one that's called Sometime, correct?
The Gold Bugs?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the one that I put in from JG3. I can't keep all your bands straight, you know. It's a little rough, but that is the one that I'm going to play, and we'll play something from the Goldbugs here in a minute. But this one is called When All the Good Times Are Gone. It's the John Galbraith Trio from a record called All the Little Things, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio.
Everything that happened before, it's too much to ignore. It was wrong, now I'm sure. All the good things we did in the past, all forgotten now, 'cause nothing good lasts. See eye to eye, and it's too hard to try when all the good times are gone, when all that was right has gone wrong. You don't have to go on anymore. I can see clearly now, what we had wasn't working somehow. What goes up must come down, and everything comes around.
Sing that same old song with all the good
All right. There's one from the John Galbraith Trio. And I've got two-thirds of the trio with me, and they're also two-thirds of a band called Goldbugs. And we're going to say hello right now to Mr. John Galbraith and Nick Gorham from the Goldbugs. How are you guys? Grab that mic and pull a little bit closer, Nick.
Yeah, you bet.
There you go. Hi, John.
Hello. It's Johnny Goldbug and Nicky Goldbug.
Oh, pardon me.
It depends on what band you're talking about.
All right. All right. We got Johnny Goldbug and Nicky Goldbug. We're missing Jason Goldbug. But he'll be coming this way tomorrow, apparently, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys with me this morning. Thanks for coming down. I know it's a little rough sometimes on the Friday morning, but we got it pulled off here. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in a few days. We got a big show coming up for New Year's Eve. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. Over at Rose Music Hall with the Hoon Hollers and our good friend David Durnley. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. We started the show off with a song from Dave Durnley called Old Colburn and Train. That's one that was recorded here in the studio, actually. I think it was early 2019. Maybe it was in 2018. But anyway, he's fantastic and was here last week. So thanks to Dave for coming down and hanging out with me last week. And he played some new songs last week, too, that hadn't been heard out in public before. So I sure appreciate that. And there's some great, great material that we always get to hear from Dave.
Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah. So Durnley and then the Goldbugs and the Hootenhollers, all New Year's Eve at Rose Music Hall.
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit how that all came together.
John asked us, Randall, and so we had to ask Jason, can you come up from New Orleans? And he had to see if he can get off work, and so he got off work. He's flying up tomorrow from New Orleans, and we have to relearn these songs again.
We've got about 2 days to relearn these songs and see if we can still pull it off.
All right, so for people who are unfamiliar with the Goldbugs, tell them a little bit about the history, and they're wondering what a third of your band is doing in Louisiana, apparently.
Yeah, that's what we're wondering.
We've been wondering.
I think he's been wondering the same thing, actually. The Goldbugs started, I think, 2006. Me and Jason got together, and we had Alan Loshbaugh on bass for a little while until we got Nick.
Right.
And I think we played for like 6 years. Our last show was like 2012. Terrible show at the Blue Note. And then we were all sad because we were breaking up and Jason was moving, so we got really drunk and... It's documented somewhere. It gets worse. The whole.
We don't want to tell you where you can see it.
I'm gonna have. But you can't. I'm gonna have to find that one now. Just put that one on my list.
And I think this is the third time we've reunited. We've played once at Social Room, was the first one, and then last year at PDM.
That was a blast too. I remember. In fact, I think you guys were here.
I think you guys were here
and did some radio before that PDM show, because that was the
Jason
last.
Jason was here.
Jason was here with us.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Seems like about once a year we have been, for the last few years anyway, we've kind of been trying to find one show, you know, for Jason to come back and and do, and we always have a lot of fun doing it. This one's going to be awesome. It's going to be like a little miniature Blue Fugue reunion, which the one at PDM kind of was too, but this is the Hootenhollers were sort of like our brother band back then. We played a lot of shows with the Hootenhollers, always loved those guys, and looking forward to this.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. All right, so once again, that is, what, I guess that's Tuesday, next Tuesday evening, New Year's Eve, December 31st, Rose Music Hall. What's the ticket cost? I imagine you can get tickets beforehand, right?
I think beforehand I saw $12, day of 14, maybe, at the door.
All right, so think about getting those ahead of time. Save yourself a couple dollars, but Rose, still a fair price for a real fun New Year's show, I think. And once again, you get to see incredible skills of Dave Durnley, one of the most remarkable players and songwriters around these parts. Then you get to see the Goldbugs with Johnny Goldbug and Nicky Goldbug, and Jason will be pounding on the drums like the old days. And then, of course, Kelly and Andy and John with the Hootenhollers are just going to tear up the stage, I'm sure, because they're just really, really hitting their stride recently. In fact, the Hootenhollers recently back from a few weeks over in the UK, and when Andy gets here, we'll have to chat with them a little bit about that. Hi, Diana. Diana Moxon in the house. And Diana will be joining us in about 45 minutes for Speaking of the Arts. a wonderful local regional arts program that airs every Friday from 10 o'clock until 11 right here on KOPN. And by the way, we're streaming on the web at kopn.org. My guests in the studio are Johnny Goldbug and Nikki Goldbug from the Goldbugs. We are missing Jason Goldbug. He is down in Louisiana, but he'll be joining us tomorrow sometime here in Columbia, and then big rock and roll show next Tuesday. So Jason's going to be here for a few days beforehand. You get to kind of spend the weekend.
Yeah. It sounds like, you know, we're going to try to get together and rehearse a couple of times to see, like we said, if we still can pull this off.
I'm
hopefully
sure.
Get some quality hanging out time.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. We'll have to, in a few minutes here, maybe at the bottom of the hour, we'll go and see what's happening around town this weekend, and maybe we can come up with a show or two to go see over the weekend. Let's talk about this record, The Goldbugs. Is this the one that's called Sometime? How many records did you guys actually release with The Goldbugs? Were there two or three of them?
There were three, and we were working on two, and Jason left that we never finished.
Uh-huh.
And then I think we never even made copies of that Sometime one until the first reunion. We just had it online or something, but...
Well, I think we're going to play one off of this one. This is The Goldbugs from an album that's called Sometime. This is the first track on the record. It's called I Don't Want to Let You Down. When was this recorded, you guys?
Oh, I don't know.
2010, it looks like.
2010, probably.
Yeah. And I think most of the stuff that you do, John, you record with Will at Central Cellar for the most part?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Before we play a song, are you busy writing and recording other material? I know you always are.
JG3's almost done with an album. It's maybe just a few tiny little changes in the mix, and we'll master it, and then we'll start learning some new songs sometime soon.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, in the meantime, this is The Goldbugs from a record recorded in 2010. It's called I Don't Want to Let You Down. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Back in just a few minutes.
I let you down.
right, there you go. That's one from the Gold Bugs. That's called I Don't Want to Let You Down from their 2010 recording called Sometime. And you can catch the Gold Bugs this coming Tuesday evening along with the Hoot and Hollers and Dave Durnley. Going to be a remarkable New Year's Eve show that's happening down there at Rose Music Hall. And we've got Johnny Goldbug and Nikki Goldbug in the studio with me along with Mr. Andy Ream. We just happened to walk in and say hello. Andy, of course, a drummer for the Hoot and Hollers. And great to have you here, Andy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. I appreciate it. So, yeah, we heard some music here. We already heard Durnley, and we heard one from the Goldbugs. We'll play one from the Hoot and Hollers here in a couple minutes, but let's say hi to Andy and ask him a little bit about what's happening with the band. I know the New Year's show is going to be exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited for it, and it's been about a year since we've played in our hometown, so really looking forward to that.
All right, all right. Now we're going to say hello to somebody on the line here. I'm hoping it's either Johnny or Kelly, but let's find out. This is Open Mic Radio. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Mike Jenkins from the FCC. We've received several complaints this morning about your program. I'm sorry to say, you all are in a lot of trouble.
What was your name again, sir? Can I get your badge number before we go any further?
That'd be 426969.
All right, well, I promise I'll get my act together if you can give us a break, and you know, we'll try to keep things under control here.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, very good. Now, can you switch me over to Mr. Randall?
Yes, one second.
Hey, John Randall. You guys are always so clever. If it's not Andy, it's you pulling tricks on us. So good to have you, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm watching the sun come up over San Francisco Bay.
Incredible. We were just saying that Johnny's out there in California. Are you out there visiting with family?
I am. I'm visiting my family out here.
So it's 7:22 in the morning out there in California. I got to tell you, John, I'm extremely impressed.
This is the earliest I've ever been up.
It is not.
Yeah, yes. Well. Yeah, we got someone here who knows.
Went to bed last night.
Anyway, we're just talking about the New Year's Eve show that's coming up in a few days. I guess you'll be back in town sometime before then.
I'm flying back today.
Is that right?
2 hours from now. I'll be back tonight.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, are you excited about the show coming up on Tuesday?
Oh, I'm really excited. I'm excited to see the Gold Bugs. Are they in there?
How about it?
Yeah.
Are
you in there?
Say hi, you guys.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Nikki and John here. We're missing Jason, but hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Nah, it's all right. But it's been so long since we've seen that band, and that was like one of our favorites in the olden days, back in the fugue days.
You bet. You guys played a lot of shows together back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that are really looking forward to this thing is coming up on Tuesday. So, hey, why don't you and Andy tell us a little bit about some of the current Hoot and Holler stuff, though? I know you were recently back from a relatively short tour, but you did a few weeks over there in the UK, at least the second or third time you've been there. Tell us a little bit about how that went.
Oh, that was great. The UK is awesome. It rains a lot, but it's a really nice place.
We saw the sun twice.
It was maybe 4 times.
Okay, 4 times.
But fun shows?
Really, really fun shows, and just really good people.
We had a blast. All the Jaffa cakes you can handle.
What's a Jaffa cake?
A Jaffa cake is like a little spongy biscuit cake with like some orange jam and dark chocolate on top.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Diana's shaking her head saying, hell yeah, huh?
I have some. I'll bring you one.
I would like to try.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Very good. Jaffa cakes and rock and roll.
Yeah, and to go together.
I increased my tea drinking by about 700% while we were over there.
Well, 700% of not a lot is still probably not a lot.
Well, you know,
he's already a tea guy.
Really? Are you drinking tea regularly, John? What's your favorite?
Yeah, semi-regularly.
You got a go-to? Are you Earl Grey or what?
He's nice. Well, you know, I like green, I like black, I like herbal teas. The way I look at it, tea is sort of like, it's like water plus. Like water with some antioxidants.
That's about right. It's a little.
If you're gonna drink water, you might as well be drinking tea.
All right, that's a pretty good philosophy, I guess. Why not, right? Where's Kelly? What's she up to over the holidays here? We were hoping to maybe get her on the line, but if not, you guys can bring us up to snuff on Miss Kelly Everett.
I bet she's gonna call in sometime.
You think? All right, I hope so.
She's pretty reliable.
She keeps you guys in line, I know that much.
That she does.
All right, we're going to play one here from the Hoot and Hollers. This is one of my favorite recordings, even though it's not that recent. It's called Oh Jolene, and I always think of the video as well when I play this, John. But anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. I've got Andy Ream. I've got John Randall on the line. We've got Nikki Goldbug and John with us in the studio and having a good time this morning. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Here's one once again from the Hoot and Hollers back in a few minutes.
Oh, Jolene. I saw
Right, there you go. There's one from the Hoot and Hollers. That one's called Ojolene, and that's a song from a 2013 release called Chillicothe Fireball. Great record from the Hoot and Hollers. Now 6 years old. Crazy how time flies. Remember that one, Johnny? Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
All right. Once again, you're listening to Open Mic Radio. It's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We got John Randall and Andy Rehm and Johnny Goldbug and Nikki Goldbug with us here. And we're talking about a real fun New Year's Eve show that's going to be coming up on Tuesday. You got Dave Dernley, along with the Goldbugs, along with the Hoot and Hollers at Rose Music Hall. Going to be a fantastic show and a real nostalgic one if you're a long timer around here and we're listening to these guys back in the day. So really excited about that, you guys.
We got Dave Dernley in the studio today?
No, he was here last week with me, but he's going to be playing with you guys as well, I guess, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Dernley was here last week. He's so awesome.
He's the man. I actually was fortunate enough to catch that program last week. Radio on and woke up and to the sweet sounds of Dave Dernley's voice.
That's awesome. I love it. All right, let's look around town and see what's happening this weekend. And if you guys want to chime in, you're welcome to. And we can see what we see. All right, at the Blue Note tonight, Samantha Fish. With Jonathan Boogie. Who knows anything about Samantha Fish?
I do. She's like, I don't know where she's from.
Kansas City?
Kansas City, yeah, but didn't she move? Or?
I don't know.
I think she's out of Missouri these days, but.
All right.
Okay. She's cool, though. Blues, good blues.
Yeah, it looks like she's got a telly strapped around her neck here in this photo.
She plays some cigar box guitar, too.
Is that right?
Whales in that thing.
Huh, cool.
You really got my blood boiling with Samantha Fox, though.
So. Sorry, Nick. Didn't mean to get you excited there. We're like, wow, Samantha Fox at the. Anyway, Samantha Fish tonight with Jonathan.
Wing. With
Somebody get the fire extinguisher.
It's getting hot in here. All right, Jonathan Boogie tonight with Samantha Fish at the Blue Note. Tomorrow, nothing happening. Tuesday, of course. Yeah, that's at the Blue Note, I guess I mean. Tuesday, the Roaring Twenties New Year's Ball is what they're doing for New Year's at the Blue Note. And that is going to include the Columbia Jazz Orchestra with DJ Requiem, Vintage Cocktails, Photo Booth, Hors d'oeuvres, hors d'oeuvres for those of you from France, and a red carpet show. I don't know what that means. I guess you get to show off your fancy clothes. So anyway, that's happening at the Blue Note. And at Rose Music Hall tonight, normally they do the happy hour from 5 to 7, but I don't think it's happening tonight. So you'll have to wait till about 7 or 8 o'clock to see music at Rose. That's the Ben Miller Band, though, along with the Barroom Billies, friends of ours. And Johnny Lawhorn and the Pentagram String Band. Anyone familiar with this?
I've seen that band perform. They're from Kansas City. They're really good, actually.
Really? All right.
Yeah, so, quite a fun band to watch.
Very interesting name. Johnny Lawhorn and the Pentagram String Band, along with the Barroom Billies and Ben Miller tonight. Ben Miller Band. That'll be a fun show at Rose. Tomorrow night at Rose, we've got Preston Ari with Joshua Allen and the Show Me Saints. Not sure about Preston Ari. It looks like a rock and roll show to me, though.
Josh, I think Joshua Allen's kind of a red dirt guy.
Is that right?
I think he's from Rava.
All right,
He was supposed to play with us the other day, that guy.
And he bailed out on you?
What happened?
Or did you throw him out?
I think at the dive bar. He had car trouble or something.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Sorry, Josh, not making a judgment.
It happens.
You know?
Yeah.
It happens for sure. You guys have known the road for a long time. I mean, it's...
We've broken down in a lot of places.
What's the current Hoot and Holler mobile? What are you guys driving around the country these days?
Tina the Wonder Van.
Okay. How long have you had Tina?
A couple years now.
Tina's not the red Ford.
No, was the Hootang van.
The Hootang
that
van.
That died a glorious death in battle.
Well, tell us what happened.
Well, many things. It lost rear wheels on the highway in two separate locations. Once in New Jersey on the turnpike. Once in Montana, about to drive
outside
through the
Bozeman.
Mountains. Outside of Bozeman, yeah. And let's see... Just about a year and a half ago, we rolled it in a blizzard in Wyoming. And it made it through that whole tour with a piece of plywood that I affixed over the side window because my head had broken the side window out of the van.
We're lucky you guys are alive.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you know, knock on some wood.
Man, that is no kidding. But I remember when you guys were filming, or Jake or someone was filming, when you rolled the thing.
Yeah, he just happened to be doing a time lapse of the snowstorm and this crazy drive we were doing. And then all of a sudden...
That was unbelievable.
It was wild.
Yeah.
A record box hit me in the head. It was. We looked pretty cool, though, for a couple weeks, like we were scrappy, you know, getting in fights and stuff.
Well, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Right?
That's right.
Incredible stories they've got. Speaking of that, I think that we're going to see if my technological skills are up to snuff and say, welcome to Radio Orbit. No, Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
That's not the real Justin Hickerson in there.
Well, which one is it?
That's the fake one.
Oh, well, we're not even sure if he's here.
Hey, if you see the real one, tell him he owes me $20.
Yeah, also the police are looking for him.
Also, yeah, the cops just came by and they were looking for him.
Yeah, and they said there was a particular pack of gum that gave it away.
Yeah, it's the kind that shocks you when you pull on one of those.
Nice, done. All right, Justin Hickerson.
Were the cops really down there?
They're usually here on Friday at about 9:30.
Jeez.
All right, let's get back into professional radio form here, gentlemen. We have is it Justin? We had the FCC call earlier, Justin. So I'm just having a little bit of a tough morning. You know, sometimes I get nervous. I never know if people are being legitimate or not. So. Yeah. So what are you doing?
It's a legitimately illegitimate group of people I've ever seen.
I'm actually I'm heading out to plant some bulbs before it gets before I can't do it anymore.
Okay, I didn't know there's a particular time frame you got to get those in the ground, huh? While it's still winter.
Usually before it freezes. So,
well, you're a little late on that. I mean, it already froze and thawed like three times. I mean, I'm not picking on your skill. I don't know what you...
Well, and it's supposed to be really soupy tomorrow, so so I'm going to try and do it today, and then that'll be it for this year. That'll be the last thing I send a bill out for.
It sounds like you're in a submarine.
Hey, yeah, Justin, are you operating a forklift right now?
Is your door open? Is the door
is ajar.
When is a door not a door? When it's ajar.
This is a Cummins diesel engine you're hearing the purr of.
You love that diesel, too. I know how much.
It's more like a boing, boing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting pinged in some submarine, in like dust boat or something.
Right. That's just the interference from another dimension that I'm currently. I'm in between realms at the moment, so you'll have to excuse the interference.
All right, well, we'll let you get away with it. You know, we got Randall on the line with us here, and there's a number of gold bugs and another hoot and holler in the studio with me here.
That's too bad.
the pregnant pause.
Justin, you're pregnant?
Oh, I'm preggert.
Rabbit test.
Is that what? Like a frozen yogurt?
Preg or not.
All right. This is really, anyway, really going
well,
downhill.
You guys sound fantastic. Admittedly, I just got in this truck and turned the radio on and heard all your voices. I had no idea you guys were going to be on the radio this morning. So, good morning.
All right, morning, Justin. Jeff. Well, good to hear you, brother. Maybe we'll catch up later today.
Yeah, sounds good. Sorry for interrupting your show. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you're my brother. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, see you, Justin. All right.
I thought he'd never leave.
How long have you been sitting on that one, John?
I've been waiting for that.
Oh my God! All right, I gotta put on some music here. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Here's one from the Gold Bugs, and it's called "Better Than Today." All right, it's Mike, Open Mic Radio. Back in a few minutes.
ask me how I'm doing, what will I say? I've been better, maybe just a bit under the weather. I can't forget her, I shouldn't have let her go. But it's not the way it seems. You can't tell, I try to hide the emptiness I feel inside. You look at me, but you see, you don't know why. I've been better, maybe just a bit under the weather. I can't forget her, I shouldn't have let her go. Never be the same. I've been better, better than today. And one thing that I found, this will turn around. I've been better, better than today. Better than today. Better than today. Better than today.
All right, there you go. There's another one from the Gold Bugs. That one's called Better Than Today. You can catch them next Tuesday evening. Going to be a rock and roll New Year's show at Rose Music Hall. That's Tuesday, December 31st. You got Dave Durnley starting things off, the Gold Bugs, two of which are with me in the studio this morning, and then the Hoot and Holler is going to be wrapping it up for New Year's Eve. Just an outrageously cool lineup and a great show that's going to be happening at Rose next Tuesday, and I'm pretty excited about it myself, and I'm going to see all of you down there. Now, Andy Ream, Hoot and Hollers, and Johnny, you guys are recently out of the studio recording a new record, is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago.
Tell us a little bit about it. I know you were working with some new producers or a new studio or something. Tell me the details.
Both, yeah. A studio we had never worked in before, although our last studio record was mixed there. And a producer
St.
we
Louis
had never...
St. Louis area?
Or? Yeah, St. Louis. Native Sound in St. Louis.
Okay.
And producer-wise, Dominic John Davis produced the record, and he... is incredible, a really talented guy, musician himself and producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shared the stage with a lot of the most notable names of the last 70 years, I think, including Wanda Jackson,
Holy
John
smokes.
Prine, and he's Jack White's bass player.
Whoa.
So the guy's awesome, and he played a couple tunes on the record.
Very, very cool.
It's a lot of fun working with him.
What's the level of completion?
Done recording. Now it's going to be in the world of post-production for a little while, mixing and all that jazz. So we don't have an intended release date yet.
But next year, you're assuming, I'm sure?
Next year, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
And a full-length record?
Yep. Full-length record. I think it's the best thing we've ever done.
Well, that's fantastic.
Hey, Andy.
Huh?
Yeah. Hey, high five, John.
Bam, long distance.
I like it. Well, that's a high bar as well, because you guys have put out some really good music over the last number of years. So, John, do you feel the same way?
I do. I'm every time we've left the studio in the past, I've been kind of like, okay, that's a thing that's going to be around forever. I can learn to do that. But this time I feel kind of like, you know, I'm really proud of what we did there.
Very good. All right. Well, you guys, maybe you're just kind of coming into your own and things are coming together. You know, you and
Took
Kelly and Andy. How long has the band been together in its current form with Kelly?
With Kelly, six years, yeah.
Yeah, but, Chillicothe Fireball, I guess, was the first record that she recorded sort of fully on. Is that correct?
Yeah, although
she wasn't fully on that.
She wasn't on every song, but she just after we recorded that, she started touring with us full time. So.
Okay, all right. Well, what an addition to the band. I've always enjoyed you and your music, and there have been a number of different sort of makeups over the years when you guys were doing a lot with Paul. That was fantastic, but God, Kelly just really put the cherry on that one, I think.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we're looking forward to that new record, and sometime in 2020, I guess. Tell us a little bit more about the process, songwriting, and working with a new group of people. Is it more challenging, or is it almost like more exciting?
Songwriting, you know, we've always done a bulk of the songwriting together, and John and I especially, but Kelly was a part of that whole process over the last couple of records, really, but we really wrote everything together this time, and that was a blast. And as far as the actual recording of the record, I mean, this guy Dominic that produced the record was able to get the best out of us without pushing us too hard, or it was really easy to
pissing us off.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy, you know, and also knows what he's talking about. So he's able to say, you know, he's definitely done this before. He's able to say what he means without offending you or making you feel like you're under the microscope, you know, especially while you're in there by yourself doing something or whatever. I don't know. John, what do you think?
I think that sums it up pretty well.
All right. Okay. Well, is there a title for the record? Has it been chosen yet? Are you willing to share it?
John?
Yeah, go for it.
It's going to be called Cat Scrap.
Cat Scrap.
Yeah, and there's a song entitled Cat Scrap that's going to be on the
record. Is there a backstory? So.
Well, you'll just have to find out.
You have to find
out.
Cats fighting in my neighborhood.
That's true. It's another song about cats.
There's a few of them in the Hoot and Hollers catalog there. In fact, that one I played earlier, O Jolene, a lot of people think that's about a girl, but it's actually about a cat.
That's right.
Right? All right, great stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and you guys are just rocking it, so fantastic. And this coming Tuesday, if you're out there listening to this program, you know, there are a lot of things probably you can put on your calendar, but that's one you should certainly consider, because Dave Durnley, the Goldbugs, and the Hoot and Hollers on Tuesday night at Rose is going to be a heck of a good time. So, and if you want, you can say hi to me, because I'll be down there as well, probably. So, anyway, we've got a few minutes left in the program here. I think I'm going to play one more from the Goldbugs, and then we'll wrap things up with a Hoot and Holler song on the way out of here. So, the Goldbugs, let's see, we played I Don't Want to Let You Down. Played Better Than Today. I think we've got someone else on the line here too. Maybe this is Kelly. Hi, it's Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Oh, Dave Durnley. Hi, Dave.
Double D.
How are you, my friend?
Feel the Dern.
Good. How are you?
Feel the Dern. We're good. Thanks for calling, saying hi. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Just hanging out in Parkville today, listening to the Hoot and Hollers and the Goldbugs.
Well, yeah. You'll be playing along with them on Tuesday night. That's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Can't wait, Dave. Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
It's kind of my brush with greatness, you know?
That's what we were just saying.
You've been brushing greatness for years.
It's the truth.
I've seen that beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you guys are the top tier.
Top tier beer. Yep. All right. Well, hey, Dave, that was fun last week when you were down here, too. I sure appreciated you coming down and playing some of those new songs for us. It was awesome.
You bet, man. I can hardly wait to see you guys in a couple of days.
Maybe you can play some of that new stuff on Tuesday night, huh?
Yeah, I might play a couple of them.
All right. You got any guests playing with you? Or is it just going to be the Dave Durnley Show on Tuesday?
Just the Dave Durnley Show. You're stuck with me.
Yeah.
That's all right. I've been stuck with worse, man.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, I know you have. All right, Dave, well, we're running a little bit low on time, and I want to get a couple more songs in here, so we're going to say cheers and thank you for calling and saying hello.
You bet. Happy holidays to everybody. See you soon.
See you, Dave. See you soon.
All right, the wonderful Bye. Dave Durnley. And once again, this is the Goldbugs. Back in a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. We'll be right back.
eyes I've ever seen. Look inside and I'm trying not to make you cry. I don't know why you do. What did I ever do to Josephine? You're falling faster than I've ever seen. Wish that I could help if I just knew how. It's too late now, it seems. Oh,
there's another one from the Goldbugs. Once again, you can catch them on Tuesday at the New Year's Eve show at Rose Music Hall. They'll be playing along with the Hootenhollers and Dave Dernley. It's going to be a fantastic show. I sound like a broken record here myself, but I'm very excited about the show on Tuesday. And I'm very excited that I had have my buddies come down and hang out with me this morning. Andy and Nick and Johnny Goldbug, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank sure you. Appreciate it. John Randall, thank you, my friend. Look forward to seeing you maybe later tonight. Hopefully you'll have sure. a good flight back home and everything's cool.
Yep. Hey, say hi to Taylor. She's here with me now, too.
Hey, Tay-Tay. How are you, baby?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing up at 7 in the morning?
I woke her up with my hollering.
That's not the first time, John. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Take around. Care of yourselves. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Johnny?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Cheers.
See you, John.
All right. And Johnny, Nick, Andy, once again, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
I'll see if I don't see you before Tuesday, I'll see you then.
We'll see you.
Yeah.
All right, it's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're going to wrap things up with one called It's Hard to Trust Your Baby. It's the Hootenhollers from, I think, your most recent record.
Is it the live one?
No, it's not the live one. It's
that one's on Chillicothe Fireball.
I guess it was recorded live as well, though, on Live in Missouri, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, regardless, it's the Hootenhollers once again, Tuesday night. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio. Stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. We'll catch you next week.
Well, it's hard to take the high road when you're always feeling low. And it's hard to make a home when you're always on the road. And it's hard to trust your baby when she says she loves you so. The law, and I heard all your excuses, and I'm getting kind of bored. You ain't broke by doing right, it's doing wrong you can't afford. Just stay away from my stove. Well, you know I seen you looking when our fire's burning low. Well, I'm gonna keep it really greasy, cause that's the way I fucking roll.